Guru Maharaj, he doesn't buy into the notion that Krishna consciousness is refurbished mind. He says, Bhumirupo analo vayukamanu bodhirevacha. It's mundane elements. It's mundane. The mind is mundane. It's not like, well, but if you think about Krishna, that's not what he's saying. He's saying it needs to be dissolved, and then the spiritual mind can manifest. But this acquired mind, acquired intelligence mind, etc., they're the acquired prejudices, acquired tendencies, the false ego that Gurudev in his famous talk called, what was it? Demolishing the pillars of false ego. It has to be demolished, not reconfigured or reworked in a new way, demolished, to allow for genuine spiritual expression. Got to grow something new, not reconfigure the old. Therefore, the Hegelian principle, die to live. It doesn't say, no, just the way you are living, just, you know, modify that a little bit. You'll be okay. That's not die to live. Right? The idea in yajna, you offer something in the sacrificial fire and it achieves a higher position. What does Guru Maharaj say? What are you really supposed to offer into the sacrificial fire? Yourself. So the new self will come out. That's die to live. He said, as opposed to the world that's ruled by kill to live. Right? Survival of the fittest. Jivo jivasya jivanam. One living entity lives by killing another one. That's this world. Spiritual world, you live through service, through dedication, by offering oneself in the fire of self-sacrifice, then a new self comes out, offer that one, and this way, go up, higher, nearer, closer to reality. The reality of the beautiful self that you possess, that's also there. Being a part of reality, the beautiful, you possess a beautiful self that is expressed through love, devotion, dedication. Hare Krishna.